Here's the thing about habits. Humans are great at forming them. Research from the American Heart Association revealed 40% of our daily behaviors are made up of contexts we do without even thinking about it. That, my friends, is called habits. And for Dr. Vic Manzo, he views health from a mind, body, and soul perspective. He's a certified pediatric chiropractor and a certified pediatric wellness practitioner. According to Manzo, health is a holistic process, and in order to fully heal, we must look within and look at all essence of life. Manzo says that what we put in our bodies from a nutritional perspective and a spiritual one as well also contributes to our overall quality of life and improving our life and holistic circumstances. He joined me this week to tell me more. I'm Kevin McShann. Let's have this conversation. I dived into my conversation with Manzo by asking him how he got started in pediatrics and why it's so important for him to make a difference in this field.
Yeah, I'm a pediatric chiropractor. I've been doing that for the last 12 years, and it has been an absolute blast. Serving and helping children and families and pregnant women to really optimize their health from a neurological perspective, allow them to adapt, to thrive, and so much more. And so I've been doing that. But for the last 3 years, I started to get into coaching where I was tired of hearing the bad, ill advice that is so shared in the business world, where it's all about doing. And it's not just the business world. It's taught in life. We're all taught to, if you want to be successful, you have to work hard. If you, if you want to get to something or do something, you have to, or if you want to achieve something, you want to figure out what you need to do, and or how to look. We always give our power away by, you know, if we want to become healthy, we seek in someone else to, instead of understanding how health or all success or all things come from us. And so I, around 2015, 2016, I hit my peak in my financial peak in my business. And I was unfulfilled, burned out, unsatisfied, and I decided to go back to what I already knew. Universal law, spiritual truths, neuroscience, quantum physics, limiting beliefs, the power of the mind, mindfulness practices, and so much more. And a year and a half, I ended up getting back to my financial peak while working 50% less stressed out. I didn't have to think anymore. I didn't have to worry about my business. I just had to focus on me. And so that's where I started to be like, you know what? Entrepreneurs need to learn this, and I need to help them in some way, shape, or form for those who are interested. And so that's where I started doing coaching for the last 3 years. And then this year in 2022, I moved from Chicago to Knoxville, Tennessee, and I ended up going full-time in the coaching. So I do business mindset coaching and spiritual coaching and also holistic coaching as fulfilling my passions and helping individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm fascinated to ask you about the culture and lifestyle shift moving from Chicago to Nashville. That must be quite the lifestyle adjustment for you, huh?
You know, Knoxville's been great. I love it. It's laid back, southern hospitality, beautiful weather compared to Chicago. And it's been something that my wife and I have been wanting to do for about 4 years. And it took a couple of years for her to fully come around. And then from there, we had a business. So we were trying to sell it, but the climate in Chicago was brutal to try to sell a chiropractic office. So we were like, you know what? Well, after a certain point, we wanted to start a family. We didn't want to wait anymore. I was like, well, we can just let this go. We'll close the office down and we'll move. And that's what we did.
Sometimes it's all about taking advantage of opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if we didn't do that, one thing I don't live by is living with regrets. And so the way I accomplish that or do that is when certain opportunities are calling and there's a certain, you know, we had a choice. We wanted to start a family. We knew if we started in Chicago, we weren't leaving no matter what. We would just end up not leaving at all. So this opportunity all lined up for us. And we're like, you know what? We can always go back. We can always, you know, whatever it may be. But this is an opportunity that we feel a calling to. Let's jump on this. Let's take advantage of this and let's see where it goes. We know that it may not end up being what we thought it was going to be. And that's life, right? It usually doesn't. And I'm saying it doesn't go for the worse. A lot of people think that way when I say that. No, it goes for the better. It's just sometimes you think in our mind, we think that this is how it should go. But if you let go of the reins and let the universe, God, Allah, whatever you want to call it, lead the way for you, then all of a sudden you actually get more of what you can ever imagine because you get what you really wanted, what really made you happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, you help people live more elevated lives through the power of the mind. So what does it mean to you to live a more elevated life through the power of the mind?
You know, it's understanding how your mind works, you know, and the first thing you have to understand is you're conditioned. You're conditioned in some way, shape, or form. It's not a bad thing. We all are from 0 to 7. That's just what is how the process works. And when you start to understand that, then you start to realize that there are things in your life that are happening that may not be happening the way you want it to. And we think it's something wrong with us or we're defaulted. And all it really is just a mindset shift. It's really just becoming aware of that limiting belief or that subconscious conditioning and just learning how to unprogram that and redo something new. Another thing, if I go a little deeper, is you also have to understand that it's not just you in the essence, it's also your ancestors. Because genetically speaking, when an offspring is, you know, being created, you pass down all the experiences of what this world was in this life and helping them adapt and evolve. And so to give them that advantage to survive. And so it's not just if you came from financial scarcity and worry and all these other things that are going to happen, there's a good chance your child's automatically going to have that built in. So it's uncovering those kind of things to help in that process.
And I know for you, going back to when you were 19, my friend, that was a real turning point in your life. So can you tell me about it?
Yeah, there was 2 points in my life that happened there. One was the health that led me to become a chiropractor. When I was, my mom's a fitness instructor and yoga instructor. And so I always thought health was just, because I saw people with so much energy looking great and so forth, I thought health was working out, good nutrition, and eating right. And I saw my mom do that. She was a model of it. And so I was like, okay, great. That's health. So I started working out at 13 years old. I started studying nutrition at 16. I wanted to learn more about health to be healthier. I was never in the greatest shape. And like a six pack was something I wanted. So I remember at 13 years old telling my mom, how do I get a six pack? What do I need to do? And so what happened was though, at 19 years old, I went to Arizona State and I was playing the club team. They had a rugby club team out there. And so I happened to go to a practice, and next thing you know, I loved the exercise that they did. And I was like, man, I can see myself doing the exercising. I don't know if I want to play for the team, but then I fell in love with the sport. But what happened was, is every month my health was getting worse and worse and worse. It wasn't getting better. I couldn't understand what was happening. I was kind of getting, after like 6-8 months, I was starting to get a little nervous. Like maybe I have a blood disorder. Maybe there's something going on. But long story short, before I went to the medical doctor, which took over a month just to get in, my mom's like, why don't you go see Dr. Frank? And that was a chiropractor I saw before. That was a huge pivot moment. I decided, I got in. He changed my life. I got in the best shape of my life 4 months later. And I never looked back. And that inspired moment is what got me to look to become a chiropractor, because I was like, man, there's so many more people suffering way worse than I did. And I thought of all the fear I had, all the worry I had in my mind, what it could be, what it couldn't be. And I was like, it came out to be so simple. And there's so many more that need help with that. And that's kind of what propelled me to become a chiropractor. I left Arizona State, went back home, went to there, finished up. And then I went off to Dallas for school. And so that was a huge moment in my life. But 19 was another pivotal moment from a spiritual perspective, because that's where I was raised, Italian, Roman Catholic. And so I was, you know, Catholicism was always something that, I mean, I was an altar boy. I became a Eucharist minister towards the end. So I was very embedded and rich into the church and its upbringing. But I couldn't question things. I couldn't ask questions that didn't make sense to me. And so that frustrated me. Just, I don't like being told, like, hey, this is what it is, and that's it. Don't ask questions. That really doesn't sit well with me. And so at 19, I had the freedom to study other religions and just to learn deeper truths and of what's out there. And it was kind of, it was a huge pivotal spiritual shift for me to open my mind more to other things than what just I was being, what I was told.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, based on your experience, Vic, I'm curious to ask you, what does it mean to you to optimize your health?
Optimizing your health just means you adapt very well to your environment. You're firing on all cylinders. You're maximizing everything that can possibly be functioning. And excuse me, the biggest thing is they're going to do that is your nervous system first. You have to, when you're going to optimize, you want to make sure that your nervous system's communicating properly. Your brain, I'll go a little deeper with you guys. Your, your nervous system, you know, basically a medical doctor within the medical world, when they deem you to be considered dead, that is when there is no more mental, you know, brain activity, electrical stimulation, electrical activity in the brain, when it's completely not firing anymore, they consider you to be dead. Well, in so when you understand that principle, when you look at chiropractic, what we do is we help individuals improve mental signals, impulses, or electric activity throughout the whole entire body. This is what we'll call like a miscommunication. And so when you're able to increase the flow of electrical inputs or outputs from the brain and so forth, an individual can get information, respond, get signals and so forth, because that electrical input has communication in there. There's an information, a signal of some sort. And the more you can do that, the better the individual can adapt to their life of whatever's showing up. Now, when you couple that or multiply that with nutrition, moving right, sleeping right, and all the other things, mental, emotional health, and so forth, now all of a sudden you have a recipe to maximize your health on all levels. And when you do that, feeling great is not something that's just once in a while. It's an actual daily norm. I can attest to that. That's me. You know, and I have a lot of patients I've helped in that process too. There's, you know, having good mental acuity and, you know, things along that nature, immune system that fires very well, all these different things, everything that you think about, every system in your body is going to be working at its 100%, you know, efficiency as much as humanly possible to thrive and adapt to the environment of what you are in.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that you help people do is educate them on the importance of avoiding toxins. So I know that it's important to you that the world knows about the benefits and why it's so important to avoid toxins. So I'm wondering if you can tell me about
it. Yeah, you know, we live in a very toxic world in many ways. We're in America, we're very chemical based. So we put chemicals in everything. And you're drinking water, there's tons of chemicals in there. You know, they use chlorine just to disinfect it. And they add other chemicals into it just to get it to be at a certain level. So we call it toxic load. And so toxic load means how much toxins are you taking in every single day? Unfortunately, in today's society, if you're not eating organic in some way, shape, or form, or growing your own food, and you know what goes on those plants, you are taking pesticides. Pesticides have a ton of chemicals in there. That is, you know, some people say, well, I can wash it off the fruit. No, you can't. There's some that you can't. It absorbs in. You can't get it off, like strawberries or apples. Apples have a wax coating on them that when you put a pesticide on there, it's oil-based. It's going to get stuck into the wax. You cannot get that off. You could boil the apple and the wax will come off and you'll see it. That's just one aspect of it. You know, not moving well is toxic to our bodies. Our bodies are designed to move. Your brain needs movement, you know, and if you're not getting movement, you are causing ill health in your body to eventually down the road lead to something. When it comes to lack of sleep is another one, but also how about what you put in your mind, what you expose yourself to? What are you giving attention to? Right. A lot of times people say, well, I got to pay attention to the news. Yeah. News is all negative. We think that does to your health and overall well-being. There's a vibrational frequency that comes off that. That frequency, that electromagnetic field that you're taking on, alters and changes your body in some way, shape, or form. It's been proven through the testing of water. And we also understand it from basic physiology that the proteins in our body, how they change, happen through a signal, or they also happen through some form of electromagnetic force. And so what are we exposing ourselves to? What are we putting in our mind that's going to affect our health and well-being overall? So that could become toxic and create toxic effects within us. So these are the things when I mention toxicity and toxic load, these are the things that you want to be mindful of and become aware of. What are you eating? What are you, and the biggest one for most people is what they're eating, what they're drinking, and what they're and what the air they breathe, and also what they're putting on their skin or how they clean their house. It's all toxics. I mean, again, remember, America, we are Americans are very or yeah, Americans are very chemical heavy. And so we use a lot of chemicals when it comes to things, and those have ill effects on our health. And we see it, we know it, and people in the health world see it all the time. And so it's becoming aware if you want to really transform your life, because you want to lower. There's only two things that cause disease. It's deficiency and toxicity. Those are the only two things in the world that cause disease. There's nothing else out there. And so if it's a toxic issue, or it could be a deficiency of nutrients, good brain flow, communication between the brain and so forth, movements, all those kind of things that can have deficiencies. But those are the two things that cause disease.
And I know you also have experience and work when we talk about infertility and hormone imbalance, and I know that infertility journeys and hormone imbalance sometimes can be an emotional stage for a lot of people. So let's dive into talking about those two subjects and why it's so important to be aware of those two things in particular.
Yeah, I mean, infertility is on the rise like crazy, just as much as it is in men as it is in women now. And it's one of those things, again, coming back to toxic load. Look at all the things we're exposed to with plastics, right? You got plastics and, you know, people drink out of plastic bottles. They store food in plastics. They, you know, liquids in plastics. And plastics excrete toxins of some sort that mimic estrogen effects. So it's like taking estrogen into the body. And for a male, this is horrible. But you look at other things like, and I'm just using food and the toxic load that we just talked about that come off. Like, look at soy. You know, soy is a huge, has phytoestrogens in there. Men should never have soy. No male should have a soy because that competes with our testosterone. But that's not the only thing that does that. Again, emotional stresses can do that. But also look at diet when it comes to consuming how much, you know, I think the average American now consumes about 150 pounds worth of sugar per year. That's just an insane amount of sugar. And so sugar is a huge culprit for disrupting hormones plus other things. And, you know, one of the big things that affects hormone balance altogether is insulin resistance. This is one thing I focus heavily on when it comes to individuals with hormone imbalances, infertility, and so forth. It's not a one thing that we can focus on. That's something I try to teach a lot of people is that when it comes to your health and maximizing your health, you can't look at it from a one perspective or this is the only issue I have. Like if someone has, let's say a woman has let's say a thyroid issue that can cause a lot of other things that happens. But let's say a thyroid issue, you go to a medical doctor, they're going to focus just on the thyroid. You go to a holistic practitioner, they know already that there's multiple levels of things that are causing the thyroid to be the weakest link. You have to look at other areas, including not just the thyroid, to do that. If it comes from a woman who, let's say a male who's having infertility, the sperm mobility is not as great, or their sperm's not as well, and they're having issues with that. You can't just go, I can give them a drug that helps speed that up, and they're going to be perfectly fine. You're not solving the problem. There's deeper layers of stuff that's going on. The human body is very complex in many ways. And when something shows up, it's never a one-way thing. It's never one thing that's causing the problem. It's multitude of layers of stuff. And if we don't look at it, and this is why in America, our healthcare is so not great at all, because we look at things from a one-to-one, like this means that if I have stomach issues, this is why I have a stomach problem. Not, I have stomach issues. This is how I've been emotionally, how I've been thinking, how I've been moving. What am I putting in my diet? How's my nervous system functioning? Am I sleeping well? You know, am I exposing what kind of electromagnetic fields am I exposing myself to? When you start to look at that, then all of a sudden it's like, wow, really, it's not a stomach issue. It's all these other things I got to get better and get better in harmony. When I do that, the stomach issue just takes care of itself. Does that kind of make sense?
Absolutely. And, you know, Vic, you've brought up a couple of times the state of American healthcare. So if you could wave a magic wand, what some of the top three things you would do to improve the current state of the healthcare system?
Chiropractic care first. I mean, chiropractors, the whole profession, not the whole profession, but there's been leaders of our profession that went to insurance companies and showed them how much we would save them money if people went to a chiropractor and stayed consistently, and they paid us the full amount. And they said we would save them billions a year. And they were like, no, we're not interested. Chiropractic, the reason why I say that, there was a 7-year study that showed individuals who are under chiropractic care have an 85% reduction in dependency on pharmaceutical drugs. There's your answer why big pharma doesn't like chiropractors. Chiropractic doesn't treat anything. It doesn't treat an illness, condition, symptom, or disease. What it does is it helps an individual adapt better to their environment. And when you can adapt better, that is thriving and that is health. That's not just what chiropractors say. That's also what Charles Darwin said. Darwin said that it's not the survival of the fittest or the strongest that is going to survive. It's going to be the ones that can adapt the best. So that's number one. Number two, you know, if I was going to look at adding things, is looking at nutrition, growing your own food, learning about soil and the environment of soil and having good quality soil again, because we're depleting our minerals and soil so much that our nutrition and our food's going down like crazy. So that, you know, that just with the nutrition side of that, but also better quality of water, making sure you're filtering out your water, getting a, you know, something like a reverse osmosis or some sort of, you know, filtration process, but making sure you add minerals back into the water, because if you just clean it all up, filtered or whatever it may be, there's not good quality water. You gotta put some sort of minerals in there. Again, going back to the source of how things were done, you know, 100, 200 years ago, we weren't trying to filter water. We go down and see a nice river that's clean and we drink that water, or maybe boil it and then drink it. And the thing is, that was very enriched with minerals because it bounces and rides off rocks. It takes the minerals from there. The third thing, I mean, there's more than just three, but I'll just, if I had to choose three, the third one is, you know, it's a tough one. I would go with movement and exercise, but then I'm like, emotional health and mental health is, I think, is just critically important. So that one, I have to say, I'm stuck on that one because I can say the exercise side, but then the mental health and, you know, just emotional well-being and what you're putting into your mind, that plays a huge role. And I'm a mindset coach too. So I understand the power of the mind, and, you know, one negative thought lowers your immune system. One, you know, thinking negatively or lowering your vibration alters the function and structure of water. And there are studies that have been done on this through the hidden messages of water through Dr. Masaru Emoto, his work. And so I think that component plays a huge role in things, especially on the emotional component and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely.
So changing our emotional health.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Vic, I'm an old sports reporter, so I'm excited to get to this question. And, you know, when we look at athletes in general, the amount of pressure that they're under to perform, I'm curious from your perspective as a mindset coach, take people into the minds of athletes and sort of how they're under pressure to perform and how that can affect other aspects of their life.
Well, pressure, I mean, there's only so much pressure you can take before you break, right? Everyone has a certain amount of pressure that we can handle. And so, and sometimes it's inflicted on them from themselves, and sometimes it's from outside forces. At the end of the day, you know, when we try to think that we put all this pressure that we have to be at a certain level at a certain period of time and so much more, you're sprinting instead of seeing the long-term game. When you shift your mindset to a long-term perspective, think of someone like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, fascinating athlete, best basketball player of all time, in my opinion. And it's one of those things where when you saw him come out 84, 83, 84, he had a vision of what he wanted to create for the Chicago Bulls. At the time, they were a horrible team. And, you know, they weren't great. It took 4, 5, 6 years before they got to a point where they were starting to look good, made the playoffs, didn't hang out in the first, I think it was 89 or 88, and didn't do too well. And then all of a sudden, here comes 90, 91. They get to the playoffs, I think, in 90, and they got knocked out by the Pistons. I remember it was a brutal game. But then all of a sudden, 91, 92, 93, what they do? They did a three-peat, right? And, you know, Jordan, he could have – him and his team, it's not just Jordan. It's a team effort. But when you get someone who has that elite status of that leadership, you know, look at like a Tom Brady. You know, someone say, oh, Tom Brady, you know, look how great he is. It's the leadership that they bring to the table. When they see things in a long-term game, it's just small increments of, you know – you show up, here's where we grind, here's where we put our pressure on ourselves in practice. And when it comes to the game, we don't put pressure on ourselves. We just play. you know, and they used to say, the story used to be with Jordan is like, when he practiced, he actually, he played harder in practice than he did in the game. And the key thing is to take pressure off yourself. And this is what I did as a playing baseball, because I used to put a lot of pressure on myself. It was that it got to a point where I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to pressure myself anymore. I'm not going to try to get to my average to be a certain point or hit a certain home runs or hit this many RBI, whatever it was. I'm going to enjoy the game. And I shifted my perspective from being so stuck on there to when I finally let go of all that pressure and just enjoyed the game and just enjoyed being in that moment. When I practiced, I was working on my skill. I was working on my craft. But when it came to the game, I just had fun with it. I let things lead the way. When I did that, I never missed an all-star game or being elected to be an all-star. And it was fascinating how my mind shifted. I remember I was going to play. I got picked up to play for the semi-pro team. And it was a bunch of either ex-minor league or major leaguers or some that were in the minor leagues. And on the time they weren't playing minors, they would go out there and just play. And this was one of the most talented competition I ever went against. And because I in the beginning, I was stressing myself, but the first like few weeks, and I wasn't hitting well. I wasn't playing as well. I was getting kind of frustrated. And then I remembered, I was like, why am I getting mad? Why do I have to try to compete myself with these guys to make myself look like I'm good? I'm the new guy, so I'm putting all this pressure on me. Forget all that. I went to go back to my old stuff with mindset and just said, let me have fun here. Let me show up and just have fun. And then all of a sudden, first time ever, they had someone come on like this and get elected to be on the All-Star game. And I got elected to be on the Home Run Derby too, but I didn't. I ended up I couldn't make that one, unfortunately. But it's one of those things where when you get back to your roots is what I call it as a business coach. I always talk about getting your roots, getting back to being a kid. Be a kid again. Have fun. Focus on the fun. When it's practice, that's work. And that's when you get serious. Work on the things you have to get through. You can have fun there too. It doesn't mean you have to always be serious. But in the game, let go, let loose. There's a lot of things that go on in sports that you can't control. Even from if it's an individual, you know, sport, it's all on you at the end of the day. There are still things you can't control. So enjoy the process and just be in the moment, and it'll allow your mind. And the reason why I say this is because I'll get a little neuroscience here, because when you don't put pressure on yourself, you're not stressing yourself. You elevate your consciousness more to allow you to see things, to think things through. You can be easier in a flow state, easier to tap into being in the zone. And that's when you can elevate your performances so much more.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said that when we talk about changing mindset, it's about deconditioning our mind for the programs that have been put into it. So I'm wondering for you, what does it mean to decondition your mind and really optimize your mindset?
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand that when I said we all have a conditioned mind, to put that in a different term, it means we all have an identity. Right. And that identity we've constructed most of the time out of survival, how to survive in this world, not to thrive, but to survive. And so that identity, that is a conditioned mind. It's conditioned with beliefs, subconscious, you know, conditioning and so forth. And your subconscious dictates 95% of your life. And so all of a sudden you're running this tape automatically on your own all the time and you're unaware of it and you don't know that this is happening. So then you wonder, why am I seeing the same patterns my family saw? Why am I seeing I can't break through to a certain level, maybe money, sports, relationships, you name it. This is the conditioning process. It's an identity that you've developed for survival. Now, the importance of deconditioning the mind is because that's when you get out of your mental prison. Now, all of a sudden, you're choosing what kind of life you want to have. What kind of relationship do you want to have? What kind of money do you want to make? What kind of health do you want to have? Mindset and so much more, right? Now, all of a sudden, you've let go of that identity and you're choosing an identity that's more resonating to your true nature. Now, this doesn't just happen and then that's the end of it. You constantly want to be breaking down your identity to reestablish anew because you're fine-tuning it. Just because you broke down an identity doesn't mean that all of a sudden your brain's going to change all its neural circuitry, neural wiring instantaneously, and you're going to be this whole new person. There's a process. You get better at some things, and there's some other things that still stuck around, or you fine-tuned them, but they're not 100% there. And this is the process then of how do we be very well aware of our limiting beliefs? We become very well aware that, yeah, I do have an identity of some shape or form. And you know what? I didn't choose this because, you know, a lot of times when things trigger us, it's usually a sign that there's some work or something you're resisting or a limiting belief that could be needs to be uncovered. You're ready for it. And it's getting your attention. Unfortunately, we see it in a negative way. But if you can get more present, then all of a sudden you can be more aware of going, there may be something a little bit more to this than just what I'm feeling here.
Yeah, and to that point, Vic, you also said that we all can find simple clues to become more aware of what it is that's driving our lives, buddy, and reprogramming and rewriting our brain. And so I'm wondering if you can tell me about it.
Yeah, so like I was sharing earlier, like a trigger. Triggers I love. When I'm working with a client and they have triggers that show up, I'm always like, beautiful, now we can get into some limiting beliefs. And they're like, what do you mean? I go, because your triggers are your limiting beliefs for the most part. Not always, but for the most part. Sometimes a trigger can also be just what you're resisting or you're trying not to. It could be a fear also. So that's why it can be a couple of these. But that is the easiest way, in my opinion, to see that. The other way some people can look at it is if you can really sit back and just look at the patterns that show up in your life, right? Look at how much money you make. Look how much growth you had in your money. If you notice it's not changing that much year after year, but you're putting a lot of energy in the change for yourself, right there, that's a sign that there may be some limiting beliefs you have with money. And see which one hurts the most. Sometimes something will show up in life and you'll get really bothered. Again, a trigger. And then that's a story of a belief somewhere within you that is that. Just like, for example, I had a limiting belief of low self-worth. It's still something I work through from time to time. It does have its hand on me once in a blue moon. I'm transparent. I'm human. But majority of the time, I have it down. I'm aware of its pull. I'm aware of what it does. I'm aware of how it shows up, right? Because something could show up in my life. I remember when I first started my chiropractic office and I got my first no as a patient who didn't want to sign up for care. I was like, I don't get it, man. Why am I not good enough? And I remember this as a kid. I used to be like, if somebody didn't like me, I bothered the hell out of me. I want to know why. What did I do wrong? What did I do this? And I always had this mentality because I had a low self-worth. I didn't have an understanding of how worthy I really am and how wonderful I really am. And so, and we all have this wonderfulness. We're all beautiful within. We all have this greatness within us that's unique. I mean, just to kind of take that a little further for you guys, I don't like to just throw that out there because you hear that so much, right? We're all beautiful. We're all great. Well, I like to get a little science into this too. There's a quantum mechanic principle that's called the Pauli exclusion principle. And the Pauli exclusion principle states there are no two things in this universe that are alike. To put that in perspective of what that means for you is that there's never going to be another human in this entire world that'll ever exist like you. That's powerful. There's not another soul in the infinite amount of souls that are out there that are like you. So that's how beautiful and wonderful you are. I don't say that from just to make someone feel good. I'm not that type of guy. I'm here to tell you that I really mean it. When I tell someone, I hope in your life, you can really see how beautiful and wonderful and how great you are because you are.
Yeah, absolutely. And Vic, you know, I'm going to share just a little bit about myself. So, you know, one of my biggest passions in life is developing an inclusive culture and making a fitness fun, buddy, because I was born with a cerebral palsy. And one of the mottos that I live my life by is always active. So, tell me, in your mind and opinion, how can we make the world of health and fitness more inclusive and approachable?
You know, we look at fitness as something we just have to do. And instead, you know, what about we just make it something that we enjoy doing? Like, and this is where, and I know that sounds simple, but here's the thing. You got to tie it to your value system, right? Because we always make time for what we value. Values. What you value, you'll always have time for, and you'll always have money for. Some way, shape, or form, you'll find money for it. So those are the two things. So when you think about that for a second, when it comes to fitness and health and in doing those kind of things, if you don't spend time making, the time doesn't show up or you don't enjoy the process, most of the time you don't have a value for your health or you're exercising in that way. It's health. It's part of health. But some people go, well, I take care of my nutrition. I just don't like exercising. Well, you know, how about, you know, instead of looking at it from that perspective, let's shift that definition and say, man, I am blessed to help be able to move this body in the way that I can, right? I'm able, and when I go work out, at the end of the day, when I do my gratitude practice, I'm always like, thank you, God. Thank you for me being able to move the way I move today. And hopefully I don't pay for it too much tomorrow. And, you know, it's one of those things where, but in my mindset, I have to look at my values and what matters to me, right? For me, I know I'm not going to be here forever. There's going to come a day that I'm going to transition out from the physical and go back to the non-physical. But my vision is, how can I create longevity as long as I possibly can, showing up being the best version of me until my time is up? And so that's very important to me. So since that's important, what can I do then to support that? That's going to be aligned with that. Right. And so this is what I recommend for you guys to find that, because now when it comes to eating right, when it comes to taking my supplements, when it comes to exercising and doing everything that I'm a health nut. So I do, at least I'm called that. So I do everything, all the long list of stuff I do for my health is because of that value. And I just tie it to that value. This is a lot of work I do in business with clients when it comes to vision. So what's your vision for your health? What is it that you want to see yourself? Why is health important? If you don't know why, let's get clear with that first. You got to get clear, because if you don't have clarity, you can't see it in your mind's eye. You'll never create it in your world. That's just a spiritual truth. And it's also a quantum physics truth and also a neuroscience truth. If you cannot see it in your mind's eye, then that means your imagination. If you can't see the story there, you're never going to create that story in your life. So look and see why health is important and get real with it. Understand that you're not going to be here forever. And so you have two options. You can either do what most Americans do, and that is start to die at a very early age, and you don't pass on until 15. I think, yeah, I forget what the research showed. I think it's like 15 or 20 years. Somebody has a condition of some sort. So they start the dying process, which means they have to start giving up things that they used to love to do. Well, I can't do this because of my heart. I can't do this because of this, right? And so that process may last for 10, 15, 20 years, and then eventually they pass on. Or the way I was sharing it earlier is be the best version of you. And then when the time comes, think of it like a candle. The flame goes, it goes, it stays nice and bright. Couple flickers, stays nice and bright. And then right at the end, it just goes. And you lived your best, you felt your best, and you lived to the best of your ability. And then when the time comes, time comes. And if you can see the value of that, make that connection, then you don't need an excuse for or trying to figure out or trying to motivate yourself to work out or make fitness. You'll find ways. This is the thing about behaviors, right? Or you focus on belief systems. If you notice, I'm talking more about belief systems and just saying here why, you know, with a value, you know, I believe that if I do this, it helps me achieve my vision. I believe if I do this, it's going to help me with that because this is what's important to me. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And that leads into my last question, Rick. I'm curious to ask you about your own personal and professional legacy. You kind of answered it in your last question, but I'm wondering, if you had to define it, how do you want that to be defined?
I want to be known as an individual who helped in people raise their consciousness levels to remember the greatness of who they are. And when I say greatness of who they are, remember the soul aspect of who you are. That is my mission and purpose in life, both personally and professionally. And everything that I do has to align to that principle. So when we're talking about the health I just shared earlier, the reason why the longevity and so forth is so I can make sure that I can do as best as I possibly can with that main vision of mine.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rick, tell me, if people want to get connected with the good work that you do, buddy, what's the best way they can do that?
My website's my hub spot. So if you go to empoweryourreality.com, I have everything there from free resources. I got a free ebook on visualization, power of visualization. I do coaching. So if this resonates or you want to learn more, or if you're an entrepreneur and you want to speed things up, or you've been struggling with something, or you want to create that dream life with effortlessly, I do a free 30-minute call just to connect with you, hear about what's going on, get to know you better, and give you a couple action steps. And if I can feel I can help you, I will share. I'll be authentic and transparent with that, and I'll share how I can do that and so forth. Last but not least, I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. So come follow me there. It's on the bottom left part of my website. If you have questions of anything that I've been sharing and so forth, please send me a DM. I love hearing from people.
Fantastic. Well, I loved having this conversation about optimizing our health, a mindset, and everything in between. Vic, your work in the space and Tom on my behalf is most appreciated this morning, and I want to thank you for being here.
No, thanks for having me, brother. I look forward, thanks for this time. I had a blast.